Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears here with you on a Monday morning, Monday, June the 15th, 2026, 15 minutes past the hour. Glad to be back with you on this beautiful Monday morning, about 56 degrees here in Marion. Had a big rainstorm come through yesterday, kind of rain that blew to the side. The wind was blowing so heavy, but we all survived and we're here today. It's a little chillier than it has been the last few mornings, but that's okay. We'll survive. And here we are. What are we now? What is this? The 15th. So we're 6 days away from the first day of summer, the longest day of the year. 6 days away. And aren't we excited about that? Of course, you heard it on the news report this morning. It is a sad event that happened over the weekend. Late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, over on Presidential Drive, 30-year-old Lincoln Tyler apparently hit a curb with his motorcycle and was killed. 30 years old, Lincoln Tyler. You know, I don't know what the numbers on these accidents are, but we're hearing so much about this as of late. We had the accident, when was it, April or May, in which the 16-year-old hit the gentleman on the motorcycle, and he was killed. And then, of course, we had the terrible accident in May, in which the girl did not stop in time and veered off into the other lane and was hit and killed in that accident. And then we have an accident like this. It's just terribly unfortunate. And I guess the best we can do is try to pay a little better attention when we're on the roads. And accidents happen and nobody's perfect, but boy, those stories are just terrible to hear when you've got people in their 50s, teens, 30 here, Lincoln Tyler. Just sad. And a lot of the community, there's a lot of community outpouring in these situations. It's just awful. And over on Presidential Drive, you know, that's not that's right in front of Grant Middle School. That's not an area where you think you would get up a lot of speed, especially after midnight when it was dark on a Saturday night into Sunday morning. Just a horrible, horrible situation. Who knows what happened? It said he hit a curb and obviously was ejected. You know, I don't know. I don't really know what more you can say about that. Well, tonight's city council. Oh, wait, I've got one story before we get to city council here. Now, this is something that happened to me over the weekend, and this will just tell you how I should not be taken anywhere. What happened was I went in to what we could say. Some people call them thrift stores. Some people call them antique stores. You know, whichever. I went into one over the weekend, and I was just looking around. I really had no particular reason for being in there, except the fact that I like to look at stuff. And I was in and looking at some things. And you could tell the way this place was divided up. One place was the more expensive items, or the harder to find items, I should say, different from the other items in the store. These were kind of the items that people had on display. And one of the things in this store that was on display was a Teddy Roosevelt bobblehead, which was probably, I don't know, a foot tall, maybe a little more than a foot tall, and it was in a box. But the box was not in tremendous shape. So, you know, you wondered how good a shape the bobblehead was in, because you couldn't see the bobblehead because the box was just there. So I walked up to this, and I know somebody who likes Teddy Roosevelt, and I thought, well, you know, this would be a good gift. So I got up there and I opened up the box, and there were two big pieces of styrofoam that were holding the Teddy Roosevelt bobblehead in there. So I pulled the two big pieces of styrofoam out, and I opened them up, and I kind of glanced at the Teddy Roosevelt bobblehead, and I thought, well, you know, it kind of looks like Teddy Roosevelt, it kind of doesn't. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll buy this, maybe I won't. It cost $8, by the way. And I thought, I'll think about this. So I put Teddy Roosevelt back in the styrofoam, and I put him back in the box, and I went around the store and did some more looking. And it got time to leave. I had found an item that I wanted, and I decided, well, it's time to go. So I was up at the front of the store again, and here's this Teddy Roosevelt bobblehead. And I thought, well, before I go, I'm going to go over and I'm going to look at this one more time and get a really good look. And if the bobblehead is in good shape, I'll buy this Teddy Roosevelt bobblehead. So I go over again, and as I said, the box was kind of beat up. So I go over to it, and I open up the beat-up box, and I pull out the two pieces of styrofoam that are holding Teddy Roosevelt in place. Now, I don't know what happened here. I'm going to give you my version of this story in just a second. I open up the styrofoam, and almost immediately, Teddy Roosevelt hits the floor. And Teddy Roosevelt breaks into about three pieces. Teddy Roosevelt's head was over here. Teddy Roosevelt's body was over here. Teddy Roosevelt's platform that he was standing on is over here. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what happened? So I get down on the floor, and at this point I'm not really thinking, except I want to get this thing cleaned up so nobody else has to do it. So I get down on the floor, and I'm picking Teddy Roosevelt's head up, and I'm picking his platform up, and I'm picking his body up, and I'm trying to put it back into the styrofoam, and then I put the styrofoam back into the box. And just as this is happening, somebody from the establishment must have been watching me do this, or heard Teddy Roosevelt hit the floor. And they come over and they say, it's okay, isn't it? And I said, oh no. He's broken into several different pieces. And the woman was very nice. She said, that's okay, that happens. She said, just give it to me. And then she took it off into a back room, and that's pretty much what happened. But here is what I believe happened. And I'll take total blame for this. Because I think, because the item obviously was an old item, it was kind of a thrift antique store, I think when I took it out of the box the first time and pulled those two styrofoam pieces together that were holding Teddy Roosevelt in there, I think they did not go back together the way they probably had been for as long as that had been in there, whether it was being held by scotch tape or whatever it was. So when I opened it up the second time, Teddy Roosevelt just fell out. Now, the moral of this story is that be careful when you're in a thrift or antique shop. And also, maybe more importantly, because we always hear about Teddy Roosevelt being a very tough president, you know, a man's man, Teddy Roosevelt is not as strong as you think he is. He breaks rather easily when he hits the floor. His head goes flying one way, his pedestal goes flying another, and his body goes flying another. But the people in the store, as I said, could not have been nicer. And that $8 Teddy Roosevelt did not end up with me and did not end up with anybody else. So the person I was going to buy it for, who's the big Teddy Roosevelt fan, I guess they were just out of luck because gravity was not on their side. Now, has anybody ever had an instance like this? But you really do feel just mortified when something like that happens because you haven't bought it yet. You've broken it. It's going to be no good to you. It's going to be no good to the people in the store. It's just one of those bad situations. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, a thrift store and an antique store is totally different.
Well, I don't know, because if you go into a thrift store now, they will have a lot of antiques. Like the section of this store I was in, you could tell that this was a different section, and this was kind of the antique section.
Well, they might have a small selection like that, but a thrift store normally sells used clothing. You know, a lot of times they, thing on TV about the auctions there, I forget what that was called. You know, people go to these storage auctions, and they buy stuff, and they take it back to the store and sell it. And not all of it's old. They go to places and buy pallets from Home Depot and different places like that. A lot of stuff's in there that's been returned. They don't even mess with it. They send it back. A lot of that stuff's good. You know, they put that on their shelves. An antique store mainly deals with older stuff. You know, a thrift store might have a slight small section of that because they don't get a whole lot of antiques in the storage war show. But for the main part, a thrift store is kind of, modern five and dime.
Well, I don't know, because I think the lines are getting a little blurred, because when I was in this store, the things that were obviously, for example, they had a lot of records. Now, that would be considered an antique now. They had a lot of VHS tapes, which are becoming antique. They had a lot... Well, it's been many years, and you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
The VHS tapes are much cheaper now than the records. And the records
I got a VHS recorder and a CD recorder, both.
Well, one of the things I did end up buying, and I thought this was a great buy, it was an audio book that had never been opened of a book that I had bought years ago that the late Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes had written, called Between You and Me, and it was the audio book of that read by Mike Wallace, who had that great book. Now, you know how much I paid for it? It was a 5-CD, never opened audio book of this book. How much do you think I paid for that?
$10.
47 cents.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I got a good buy there.
Got it for free.
I know. So, CDs and VHS right now are the cheaper items because people think they don't have things to play them on. A lot of people are playing records again, and they're selling record players again, so now records are a little more expensive when you try to buy those at a antique or thrift shop.
Well, if you go to an antique store, normally they deal with antiques. They don't deal with thrift stuff, and a good antique store that's what they sell, antiques.
Well, this might have been more of a thrift store then, which was fine by me.
Where's this at?
This would have been on Mount Vernon Avenue.
Did they trespass you from there?
No, but isn't that a terrible story?
Yeah. It makes you feel, like an ass there in the store.
Well, it did, but they could not have been nicer.
Even if you paid $8 for it, it wouldn't have been no big deal, because she broke. But that was nice of her to not make you pay for it.
No, she never even said anything about that. She just came over and she said, is it okay? And I said, no, it's broken. And she said, yeah, just give it to me. She said, things like that happen.
Worst thing she can do is upset a customer. Maybe other people in the store see that. That was a good publicity for her.
That's right. She wouldn't have got my 47 cents on that.
You ought to put her name out there and give her a little advertisement for breaking her thing.
Well, I don't know what her name was, but
the name of the store.
Well, maybe I'll say later on down the road. But, I feel
about it. Give her some advertisement since you broke something.
Since I broke her, Teddy Roosevelt. But you know what? Here's the thing that's interesting about that. Things like that, see, this is where I don't want to criticize the store because I think it's just the way it is. When it's been a used item, because obviously it had been opened at some point, I think you should not put it back in a beat-up box.
The best thing, what you should have done, especially if you ever go to, especially an antique store, is if you want to see it and it's in a box like that, go get somebody that works there and tell them you want to see this item and see if they can take it out of the box for you so you could see it. If it falls on the floor while they're taking it out of the box, that's on them.
Well, I don't know why they put it back in the styrofoam. I thought that was even stranger. Because the styrofoam does not hold up well over a long period of time. And you know people, if they can get their hands on it, are going to want to look at this thing. And I think that's what happened. I think when I opened it the first time, whatever little tape was holding it together obviously was not anymore. So when I opened it up the second time, because the bobblehead was kind of, you know, they're bottom heavy. Because they want to sit on a table. I think when I opened it up the second time, the bottom just dropped out, and that's why he hit the floor.
Yeah, but you didn't open it up good the first time, did you? You take it, get a good look at it?
I think I just took the top styrofoam piece off.
It might have been already broken there.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. It didn't. I don't remember seeing that, but boy, I'll tell you, for as tough as Teddy Roosevelt is supposed to be, he's not very tough when he hits the floor.
I've been at Walmart a couple of times, and if I'm interested in something, you know, I'll open it up and get the, you know, owner's or the manual that comes with it out and look at it, and it won't be long before a Walmart employee's coming walking by.
Well, see, now here...
Yeah, seeing what I'm doing, they've never, you know, said anything to me or, you know... I put the thing back, I see, you know, I put the manual back in there and put the item back, you know, but it's maybe not a good idea to do, get somebody to open it up for you.
Well, see, now I think the protocol is different in a thrift antique shop, because one of the reasons you open up the box is you want to make sure it's not broken or scratched up or anything like that, because you know it has been previously owned.
Right, but, you know, you always take the risk of, you know, something happening to it.
Oh, yeah, well...
If there was a plate hanging on the wall and you wouldn't take a closer look, you know, it's about 7 feet up there, I mean, wouldn't you rather have them take it down so you could get a good look at it rather than you try to reach up there and something happens to it?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, because of height. But in this, I mean, this thing was just sitting on a shelf. I just don't think they should have had it packaged up. Now, if they wanted to repackage it as somebody would have left, I think they should have just left the box there, sat it next to the bobblehead, and had the bobblehead sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
That would have been a better idea, yeah.
Yeah, so because you know people are going to want to look at it because you can't see it at all when it's in the box.
Right, and what are you going to do, have 25 people looking at it and everybody taking it out of the box? No wonder the box is in bad shape.
Right. Now, it was only $8, but, you know, it's too bad that it broke into a lot of pieces. The person who's really out is the person I was going to buy this for because, you know, when I did get a good look at it, I don't remember seeing it in any bad shape until it hit the floor. Then it was in really bad shape.
You should have bought it for him anyhow and sold him super glue.
Now, so do you feel that I did the proper thing there in how I handled that?
Oh, I think you should have had somebody else open it up instead of you opening it up there. Especially you did it twice.
Well, that's the way it goes. Have you ever had anything like that happen to you where you broke something in a store?
Oh, I can't remember anything.
You're perfect.
Yeah,
hey, did you watch the big UFC fight at the White House last night?
I didn't think they had anything, did they?
Oh, they did.
They arrested that one guy. I seen that on the news.
Well, I don't know about that, but the big kerfluffle I heard this morning is the guy who won one of the fights last night, I'm trying to see it, Josh Hokit, who won one of the big fights last night. At the end of his interview, he said, "Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America?"
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, that was in all
the
papers this morning. Huh?
Did they all cheer and say yes?
Well, it said some of the crowd cheered and some of the crowd looked confused at what he was talking about.
Why does somebody have to go that low.
I don't know. QFC, who knows?
She's definitely not a man. I mean, she's a good-looking woman. I'd take her any day.
Yeah, but I guess I just don't quite understand. I don't know. People love this UFC, I guess, but I can honestly say nobody was talking about it yesterday. Nobody said anything to me about it.
Well, they haven't been in the office for, what, 12 years now?
Close to that.
Why take a crack? Just like the Republicans still try to blame everything on Biden. It's Biden and Obama. They try to, you know, things ain't going right now, you know, and Biden's name always gets brought up.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know. It's what it was. I guess the UFC fight has happened now, and we'll see where we go from here.
You're going to be free to open up anything anymore, aren't you?
I know. It's going to be a little shaky. I'm going to open up things very cautiously from now on. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep, have a good day.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. 36 minutes past the hour. If you got anything to say, feel free to weigh in. But that's my thrift store versus antique store, Teddy Roosevelt bobblehead hits the floor, broken into three different pieces, story from this past weekend. See, that's how my weekends go. 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you, when that hit the floor, I thought, oh, geez. Oh, man. And your first instinct is to put it back into the box, because you don't want anybody else to have to clean that up. And then I would have taken it over to the counter, but I didn't get that far, because the lady must have heard Teddy Roosevelt hit the floor and bust into three pieces. So there's that. So that's my Teddy Roosevelt story, and also we talked about, sadly, Lincoln Tyler, 30 years old here in Marion, being killed on Saturday night into Sunday morning on Presidential Avenue. What is with this string of car accidents and motorcycle accidents? It's horrible. Is it just this time of year? Is that what it is? I don't know. I really don't know. In any event, there will be city council committee meetings tonight. And it seems like the big thing on the agenda, again, well, I guess it's been the big topic on the agenda for quite some time now, is decorum of city council meetings. Now, this will be the fourth reading in committee about decorum of city council. And to be honest with you, at this point, I'm not really sure this is going to get passed out of committee on to council. Now, I guess it could, but I think people are just confused on what this decorum means, and is anybody truly going to be able to follow it? I think the rules are so convoluted on a lot of this that I really, truly believe the people on council, or at least in this particular committee, are confused on exactly what the rules would be. Now, the people on this committee, I believe, are Dan Clark and Ralph Smith and Scott Kreider. And it just seems like there were a lot of questions coming from Scott Kreider and Ralph Smith. And it's very odd legislation. I think it's confusing for a lot of people, and we'll see if it gets out of committee tonight after the fourth reading. It was supposed to get out of committee after the third reading. That didn't happen because people are still trying to make changes to it, and people are still not of full understanding of exactly how it would work. So I think there is some problem there. Does anybody have anything to say about tonight's meeting? 6:30, City Hall, second floor. in the courtroom. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to say about what might happen tonight? 39 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. This all comes down to how effective is the city council president? And how effective are these rules going to be if they are implemented? Because they've got to be implemented by somebody, and they've got to be implemented fairly. And it just would seem to me that this is going to be far more complicated than maybe it's worth. Maybe the things it would change. So that's on the agenda tonight. It looks like that and some finance things, and I think they're going to talk some more about e-bikes, although I don't think that e-bike legislation is really going anywhere at this particular point, because the mayor, I think, said he was going to go to a mayor's conference, and they were going to talk about e-bikes, and then he was going to bring back some information, and I'm not sure if he is going to that meeting yet. So I'm not sure if there's any more to talk about in regard to e-bikes tonight. But decorum will be on the agenda again tonight. Now, I guess the question is, do you think that we need a certain decorum at city council meetings? And do you feel this is to try to limit people's speech? Or is this more trying to get control of the meetings because they feel, city council feels, that the city council president is not operating as well as council presidents have in the past? Now, those seem to be the big two schools of thought here. If anybody has anything to say, feel free to give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to speak up if there's anything on your mind. You know, I'll also tell you, with the weather going up and down like it has been, people's allergies are all over the place. I'm always interested to keep an eye on that. This has to be one of the worst allergy seasons I've seen in a long time. And usually the bulk of the allergy season comes in April and May. It doesn't come in June like this, but I think we had so much rain and it took so long for us to get to the warmer temperatures. I see so many people with runny eyes and stopped up noses and itchy throats and all of that. Is anybody else having trouble with allergies with everything coming so late this year weather-wise? 740-383-9944. The allergy days are upon us, I guess. All right. Well, another thing I wanted to talk about this morning that was on my mind, because I did a Facebook Live on Saturday night, and one of the conversations came up, one thing that came up that was brought up by a man named John on Saturday night was there is a business owner or a gentleman who owns a lot of property in downtown Marion that apparently lately has been getting a lot of bad publicity through videos, through Facebook posts, and it's even gotten to the point apparently where this person feels they need to respond to some of these posts. And I guess my question is, and it kind of was the question that came up during the Facebook Live on Saturday night, what is driving all of the negativity toward people like this? And what is driving all of the negativity toward this person in downtown Marion? You know, I'm not really sure, on the whole, honestly, what that's all about. I mean, you know, you can dislike somebody, and you can dislike some of the things that they do. I mean, there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But I'm not really sure where the anger is coming toward this person so much so that other people are becoming very aware of the anger that's there. Now, I'm not sure if people are siding with the anger. I'm not saying that at all. But it just seems as if there is an undercurrent of anger going toward this person. But there also is an undercurrent of anger going toward a lot of different people. And I'm not really sure what that is. Does anybody have any thoughts on this particular issue? What is the undercurrent of anger that seems to be flowing through the city right now at a certain group of people? Is it because of the city's financial situation? Is it because of things that are being changed? I mean, what is driving the underlying current of anger about certain things in the city? Does anybody have a thought? 740-383-9944. You know, I think heaven knows we all want to live in harmony, and we all want to be kind to each other. We all want to see everything turn out for the best, but there definitely is an undercurrent of anger toward a certain group of people. And I'm not exactly sure what that is. It's a question. And I think the same thing is going on when we come back to the city council decorum question here, which is a lot of people feel this is aimed at them. I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens, I guess is the best way to put it. And I guess we'll see what happens with this downtown realtor. But the anger at certain people, I do find interesting. Because I wonder what's driving the anger at certain people as opposed to other people. And where that anger comes from. Now, where are we at here? 46 coming up on 47 minutes past the hour. If anybody's got any thoughts, feel free to give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind on this Monday morning. Monday morning, June the 15th, 2026. So I guess those are the big stories that I have coming out of the weekend. I did not get a chance to see the UFC fight on the White House lawn last night. If you did, hopefully you enjoyed it. I was just reading the stories this morning, and I'm not really sure what the comment about Michelle Obama being a man had to do with that particular event. But, you know, I guess you have freedom of speech. You can say anything you want. And I guess it got this UFC fighter some attention. You know, I am curious. Why do certain people have such an anger toward Michelle Obama and President Obama? Now, I will say they certainly are not my favorite president and first lady, but I don't quite understand the anger. You know, there is a difference between criticizing somebody's policy and criticizing them personally. There's a big difference there. And I have never really understood what the anger is that is sent toward the Obamas to where this UFC fighter would refer to Mrs. Obama as a man. I still don't quite understand that. You know, on the White House lawn during the 80th birthday celebration of the president, I just wouldn't think that's the right time to say something like that. But I guess you have the right to say it. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 49 minutes past the hour. 383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We always enjoy from hearing people, hearing from people out there in the listening audience. Feel free to buzz in, and we can talk about any of these things that we have talked about this morning. Anything from city council decorum to why a certain anger is directed at a certain group of people in the city. Did you make anything of the UFC fight on the White House lawn last night? I guess we've also got that story as well. Interesting times to be living in this country. Interesting times to watch what's going on. Maybe some people like it. Maybe some people don't. But I guess this is the way it's going to be for current time. Okay. Well, what else can we talk about here this morning? You know, we're 6 days away from summer. I think this is a very good thing. I think that people want to enjoy themselves. And good weather, long days, sunny days, that can only help you enjoy yourself. Oh, here's something I wanted to bring up, springing into my head here. You know, I have noticed on the social media that a lot of people are doing this thing where they show pictures of themselves like 10 years ago, and then they show pictures of themselves now. Sometimes it's even longer than 10 years ago. And they will talk about how much better they look now than they looked 10 or 11 or 12 years ago. Now, here's what I am starting to find interesting about this. Is the pictures that people take today, it looks like they're running them through a bunch of filters. And it looks like they try to find a picture of them smiling and a picture of them not smiling 12 or 13 years ago. Now, here's to me why this is odd. Because let's say 12 or 13 years ago, how good do you think cameras were in those days? Certainly a lot of technology has come up and come a long way in the last 12 or 13 years. So, of course, a camera from 13 years ago is not going to look as good as a camera taken today, a picture. So I'm not sure, but people in these pictures always refer to it as their mood is much better. Now, I don't really know if that's the case or not. Now, maybe it is. Maybe they are happier today than they were 13 or 14 years ago. I guess I'm not in their head. But I don't think it's making them look any better. Because you can clearly see that these pictures have been extremely doctored up. But, again, this is the world we live in. We live in the world of Botox. We live in the world of fake tans. We live in the world of, aren't we doing better now than we were doing before? Who's going to put a picture up and go, wow, I looked better 13 years ago? I mean, who's going to do that? I don't think anybody's going to do that. Kind of an oddball thing. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any thoughts on this particular subject? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we can discuss anything on your mind at this particular time. Now, there was something else I was going to bring up this morning. Oh, I was watching something over the weekend, and I thought this was interesting. Because we talk a lot about marriage and divorce on this program. And I thought this was a profound statement to make. This one lady was being interviewed on this program. And she was talking about being married and divorced several times. And she said she went to her therapist. And she was discussing being married and divorced several times. And she was complaining about the men that she had been married 2, and she said this went on for quite a while. It went on for like 2 or 3 months of therapy sessions, in which she was complaining about how bad the people she was married to were and why she was no longer married to them. And then the therapist turned to her and said, well, why did you marry them? And she said that in that moment, she had to think in her brain, yeah, you know, part of this is my responsibility. I am to blame for part of this because I chose these people. And I, you know, there's something to that. I think if we could all look at our lives and all look at the things that we have done that maybe we did not do the best at the time, I'm all for forgiveness. But, you know, I think if we could all look at that and just say, well, you know, maybe we weren't all the problem, but we had a hand in the problem. You know, if nothing else, we picked the person, we got married to the person, and that didn't help the situation any. So I think that's kind of fascinating. I think that's an interesting realization. Do you think we, as citizens, as human beings, do you think we own our problems in that way? Do you think that we say, well, you know, we did have a hand in that. We did marry that person. We did go into business with that person. We did hire that person. Do you think that we ever take the blame ourselves? Or do we lay the blame all at the feet of the other person? I tend to believe we do lay it at the feet of the other person. I don't think we take a whole lot of blame ourselves in the situations that we get ourselves into. Give me a thought on this if you're out there this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 56 and a half minutes past the hour here. Monday, June the 15th, 2026. I think at some point we have got to take the blame for all the problems in our life. If nothing else, just to say, maybe we made the wrong choice in bringing that person into our lives, whether it was a relationship, whether it was a friendship, whether it was a business relationship. At some time, we have to take partially or part of the blame here. And I don't think we're really good at doing that. And I don't think we're really good at picking people in general, to be honest with you. I don't know. We tend to pick the worst people in the world for our lives, I think. I don't know why that is. I really don't. It's a very strange phenomenon in society that we tend to go toward the people who are not the best, will not be the best fit in our own lives. Now, why that is, I have no idea. Now, clearly, this past weekend, I went toward Teddy Roosevelt. And clearly, that was not the best fit for my life because Teddy Roosevelt ended up on the floor of this place, broken in 3 pieces. Teddy Roosevelt was deheaded from his body, beheaded from his body and his platform. He was just in 3 different pieces. Now, see, that obviously was not the best person to gravitate toward. Had I gravitated towards something else, maybe Teddy Roosevelt would not have ended up in 3 pieces on the floor. Now, I guess I could blame Teddy Roosevelt and say, well, it wasn't packaged correctly. I could blame the store and say it wasn't packaged correctly. Or I could take the blame myself and say, you know, I guess I was just butterfingers in that particular situation. And I dropped this thing on the floor and it broke in 3 pieces. And that's the way it goes. By the way, who knew that a bobblehead would split into 3 pieces like that so quickly? You know, what are you going to do with a bobblehead? You're going to put it on a shelf. You're going to put it on your desk. You're going to put it somewhere. And the likelihood of it getting knocked over is going to be rather high. And I'll tell you, these things do not survive a fall very well at all, especially on a floor that is not carpeted. So they don't end up very well at all. So again, I apologize to the people in the store I was in. I apologize to the late President Teddy Roosevelt, wherever he is. Maybe he's watching down today. But that styrofoam just needed to be a little more secure. See, even in this moment, I can't take all the blame. We're going to take a quick break and come back with much more on the other side of this short but important break.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you, how do you deal?